Local legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork's Red FM.
Clive Davis, chairperson of the Cork LGBT and Pride Festival 2020. How are you this evening, sir?
Dave, I am feeling great. I'm feeling so enthusiastic. I think all the work we've done over Zoom calls for many, many months have finally come to fruition.
Yes, a lot of stress involved in this year's particular event.
A lot
event.
Of stress, a lot of Zoom calls and a lot of late-night conversations, but we're finally here.
Yeah, and underway and going well. Let me get to that in a moment. Let me try a couple of things with you, though. I did some magic numbers on what was originally Gay Pride, is what it was known as. Is it 27 years since Cork has celebrated Gay Pride? 1993?
Yes.
Seven, the number of people handing out leaflets from a stall on Princes Street when it commenced in 1993.
Yeah, that would have been right, yes.
15, the number of Pride parades since it commenced in a riot of fun and colour back in 2005.
Yes.
Ooh, and 11, the number of years you've been chair of the festival.
Exactly.
Woo! I got them all right. Nice one. So,
fair play.
Clive, we're proud media partners. The big one that you want to push people to tomorrow is the Diversity and Inclusion Conference starting at 9 a.m. Eventbrite for the tickets, but corkpride.com or corkpride on Facebook will give you all that info. Is that right?
Yeah, or you can. The easiest way to get to it is corkpride.live.
Gotcha. CorkPride.live, 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Diversity and Inclusion Conference running until 2:30. Tomorrow evening as well, I see Orla Egan from Cork LGBT Archive is doing, obviously, a different version to last year's version, but after the success of last year's event, she's reimagined the walking tour to make it more interactive and more permanent, and everyone will find out what that will be like tomorrow at 6 on the Facebook page.
Exactly. It's going to be very interesting. It'll mean that people can continuously do the walk-in tour throughout the time. So even after the festival, that piece can still happen.
Come back to us again after Pride is over this year if you want to add further oxygen to that for people. In fact, maybe I'll have a chat with Orla about it next week or something.
Now you said it.
There you go. Yeah. Grand. I'll get on to Kerry. We'll get him to help me set that up with Orla. I'm happy to hear from her as to what it's all about.
Yeah.
But let's finish this chat, Clive, by first of all congratulating you and the rest of the team in putting this together in a very difficult year. And I have word that the after party and Cork Pride Parade, reimagined obviously for this year, Together Apart, happening Sunday at 2, has come together rather well.
It's come together amazing. We're going to have special guests. Keep a lookout. Make sure you tune in at 2 o'clock. Socially distance, of course. Stay at home. If you don't want to be beside the person who's in the house, go to another room. There's lots and lots of fun in it. And so, we can't wait for the whole of Cork to see it.
So safe and socially distanced. We want there to be home parties, but home parties with not gangs of people.
So it's home parties within your bubble.
And now you're talking.
Enjoy it and to have some fun and to look out for the fabulous faces that are going to jump in and out of it.
Great. So get your best Pride gear on, grab some food and some drinks, and join the Pride crew online Sunday 2 p.m. And again, that's corkpride.com or the Cork Pride Facebook page. And bang a bing, that's it, really.
Yeah, and could I just say a big shout out to, of course, to our media sponsors, the Irish Examiner and yourselves in Red FM. You've always done us a great job, and thank you so much. And of course, our principal sponsors, we have to thank all of our sponsors. Without our sponsors, it wouldn't happen. And a special shout out to Tesco. Thank you so much.
Nice one. Thank you so much, Clive Davis.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.